It's time to look at some of the good news from the week that was. Now, the news cycle, it can be depressing, to say the least. It can be really, really depressing. So every week here on the show, we like to take a look at some of the good news from the week that was. Make sure we have something to smile about. Rachel and Miriam, two of our wonderful producers, are in the studio. Ladies, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Now, what on earth have you found?
Well,
floating about?
I have a lovely story.
Okie dokie.
Well, for just 30 hours of volunteered conversation and friendship each month, four allied health students from the University of Sydney are receiving free accommodation and meals.
That's so cute.
So they're getting completely free rent, and they're essentially living in a nursing home, and it's like an intergenerational companionship program.
I love this so much.
It's very, very cute. The girl, her name's Hannah, and she says, being from interstate, it's literally like I have 100-and-something grandparents living next door to me. But they all say she's very great company and she's very, very nice.
Now, see, I love old people. Love them. All about it. I'm an old person. It's great. This would be the perfect thing for me.
You're younger than me.
I'm like an 80-year-old.
You're an old soul.
I love knitting. I go to bed at 9. I'm into a hot beverage. I don't drink. I don't smoke.
I'm up at an ungodly hour to be here.
I'm an old person. This would work for me. This is gorgeous. And the intergenerational connections is something we were talking about yesterday on the show, and how important they are for the mental health and well-being of our older Australians. So this is fantastic.
Well, Jess, there's a potential here for you to get free rent.
Which is even more important, yes. Oh, that's a lovely story.
It's lovely.
It should be rolled out in more places.
Definitely.
What have you got for us, Miriam?
I've got a great one about an 80-year-old radio buff living in a small coastal town in South Australia.
Yeah.
Who is considered part of the NASA family. So this is coming to us from ABC Local. And so he's Tony Hutchinson. He fell in love with radio at a young age, and then around 21 became involved with satellite communication, which means he's basically talking to astronauts via radio. Talked to about 100 astronauts in his time.
Is he just saying hey?
Sorry?
Is he just saying hey?
I hope he's just being a massive, like, troll, you know?
No, I think he's actually involved in the communication.
Yeah, so he's not just being a pest.
He's not just like, hello.
What you doing?
Question mark. What an interesting job. Wow. I didn't know that was an option.
That's so crazy. That's a beautiful thing.
I find out about these jobs all the time, like these really interesting jobs, and I start thinking, like, my careers coach at school left out some really interesting options.
There's a range out there.
Do you remember when you were in careers in high school and you had to fill in a quiz and it told you what you should be? I got beauty technician or military.
Those
were my two options. Philosopher.
I don't
which
know if
feels
I ever had
like
to
it
do
does
this.
Not have the hugest
that
like
pay
income
the bills.
Potential.
No. I got like staff sergeant or something, like go into a military career or a career in beauty.
What were the
and
reasons?
I don't know. It was just this weird quiz you had to fill in. And that's what I got. And I was like, they're very different.
Well, I got philosopher because apparently like I'm pondering big questions, and it's like, yeah, I think that's just anxiety.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that's philosophizing.
Oh gosh. Wow, what a good man.
I know.
That's beautiful. I love that. I have a very lovely, sweet story as well, guys, that is also a bit of an event for us for today. Bunnings stores across New South Wales, there's about 5 of them, are holding pet adoption days today.
Aww.
They've teamed up with local adoption groups and the pet rehoming organisation Second Chance Animal Rescue and the Animal Welfare League of New South Wales, and they're doing adoption drives at stores in McGraths Hill, Castle Hill, West Hoxton, South Nowra and Bathurst. So they'll have a bunch of critters there ready to be adopted into homes. It's from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Castle Hill's my local stall. It's like it's my local Bunnings. I'm going for a sausage sizzle and a cuddle of a kitten.
Careful. We went to the RSPCA the other day. Like my sister and I, we need to get some pet food. And we went and we were like, oh, well, we'll just cuddle some kittens while we're there. It was the most depressing thing I've ever been a part of. I wanted to adopt of them. And then
depressing.
I had to like leave.
It's not. Nice. Well, the last time I went to Blacktown Pound, I walked out with a kitten. I just went to donate beds.
I was walking out going like, we could have a dog. Surely we could have a
if
dog.
If you go to this, Jess, you were definitely taking home a pet.
I mean, that's the goal. Yeah, adopt, don't shop, everyone. This is a beautiful day for all. It's a gorgeous thing to do. And you can just go and learn about these organisations as well. Second Chance Animal Rescue, the Animal Welfare League. Very many years ago, we got a cat from the Animal Welfare League. They do incredible, incredible work. They are underfunded and under-resourced all the time, these amazing organisations. So go out and support them and have a cuddle of a kitten or a puppy.
Yeah.
I'm also puppy sitting today, so this is just going to be a great day for me. Lots of good news. Okay, guys, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.